This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is The Swan May.
There's a monster in my podcast.
And next week is The Swan May Not.
Mm. And then Swan over May, and over again.
Swan May Not. So these are were-swans.
Yeah, what are you doing outside of Lycanthropy Month? Come on.
Yeah. This is like a little dribble. This is like when you pee and you shake and dab.
Yeah.
And then you still like get a little drop on your trouser front, like you Ace Ventura 2 yourself.
You climb out of a rhino's ass?
You remember in Ace Ventura 2 how there's a major plot point about him solving
a crime? He's got a dabble. Yeah.
Yeah, because that guy's got a dabble of urine, and then like Ace Ventura was like, man, I fucking got you. And that was a plot point.
Yeah,
it was like Sherlocking, like based on a urine dab.
Hey, remember when Ace Ventura got that Saturday morning cartoon purely on the showing of one of the most horrifyingly transphobic things I've ever seen?
Remember when I watched that when it came on after the Ed Grimley show on that same morning? For it was just like, let's say, like annoying voice rubber face fart smith hour. Butterfield household. I sit down, eat sugary cereal, and watch like weird emaciated man children like squeak and squeal at me for an hour while I'm killing time till Skeleton Warriors and the New Adventures of Man.
They had to fill that PB shaped hole somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so these are regular human women who enter into some kind of pact, enter a family of swan women. This is a two-part entry, so let's just hit the regular swan lady first. Somebody pointed this out in the Slack channel, and I haven't been able to look past this. The fact that they change by wearing a signet wing really upsets me.
Yeah, you know, because it sounds like Elmer Fudd talking about, you know, signing a document.
No, a signet is a baby swan.
Oh, okay.
CYGNET.
But not like, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So the fact that they have it's not like someone trying to say signet ring, and that's not why it bothers you.
No, I think I said it fucked up. The fact that they changed by wearing a signet ring.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't intentionally FUD that, but I appreciate you drawing attention to that.
To your crippling speech impediment?
Yeah, to my FUDism, yeah.
Yeah. I thought they had like a feather somewhere, a feather token. So it could be a signet ring.
Yeah, they've got like a handful of them. Like a feather token, a feathered garment, or a signet ring.
Yeah. Did you know what are the male swans called in this? Corks? A cob. Did you know a male swan was called a cob?
No.
I didn't either. I guess that's true.
Yeah, a male swan is called a cob. Female is a pen, and the young are called signets. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. Weird.
But the thing is, and this is what seems really ill-advised to me, they say that they take on, they're guided by their swan personalities, which to me just means they're going to be like really angry and chase after little kids.
Yeah, swan are neither beautiful nor graceful,
right?
Even though they have this reputation for it.
Yeah.
They're essentially like Pygmalion geese, you know, like a couple socialites made a wager that they can make a gentleman out of a goose, and you got swans, and like,
I'll make a cob of you yet, my chap.
It only kind of took.
They just seem like very angry birds to me.
Yeah,
as any bird is going to look graceful when they're on the water. I mean, come the fuck on.
Know? Like, I mean, kind of ducks sometimes don't, though, which I like is part of why I like ducks.
But the thing about a duck is that they're super calm on top, but down there they're splishing and splashing.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, I've said this a bunch of times. Like, the good thing about animals is not that they are graceful and beautiful. It's that they're dorks.
Right.
And this goes for birds, like, doubly so. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Birds are awkward creatures. Like, and birds generally seem kind of pissed to me.
Yeah.
You know, like, or at least, like, I think that, like, they top out at cautiously curious.
Especially in the wild, like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's like that to, like, pissed. and so they definitely act like they're kind of pissed here. They're just, you know, just where swans, rangers. The coolest detail, I think, in this thing is that, and this like Zig's gross and then Zag's cool is that there are also, God, where is it? Bird Maidens, where they talk about the shawl. I'm looking for another thing. Yeah. So these are like, lycanthropes that can turn into different kinds of birds. And they can turn into hawks and shit like that. If you get their magic shawl, men force them to marry them because they need to control the shawl. And I'm like, oh, God damn it, Monsters Manual. Like, can we go 1 week with like a gross Gary Gygax rape fantasy in this thing? But if they recover their shawl, they kill their husbands, or leave their husbands, kill all their sons, and take their daughters with them to become other bird maidens.
Fuck it.
Which is fucking badass.
Yep.
Like, I'm going to murder all of my sons. and then, like, we're just going to go for it. Like, sisters are doing it for their fucking selves.
All my shitty sons.
Yeah. My garbage sons get to die because they were a product of this, like, disgusting union that I didn't want to actually do. And instead, me and my, like, awesome daughters are going to go form, like, a bird lady feminist utopia in the clouds. Because we're bird maidens, fuck yeah, no, ain't nobody gonna take my shawl.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree. I don't have a way to plus one that.
I want, like Gladys Knight to write a song about these shits.
Oh, she has to be dead as fuck.
I mean, I think she probably is.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, you know, I guess, like, I want an eerie corpse song to arise from her grave. TNT for bird maidens. I want whenever someone comes to visit her grave, they hear a whispering tune of the old caretaker is driven mad by Gladys Knight talking about the bird maidens.
The stones around her glow, and more birds than usual alight upon the fences around her.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Okay, yeah.
Think of one thing out of this life.
Is that so much to ask? Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.